If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to part two of a discussion about jealousy with Olivia Lee and Carl Donnelly.
I've just had literally a flashback to probably the last time I think I might have even had a shred of jealousy. And you can tell me if you think I was wrong, or if maybe I think I was trying to make my wife realise that the other person had an agenda. But yeah. My wife works in the music industry, and she was sort of looking after quite a big band, and some of their members don't live in the UK. And she sort of was getting on, she gets on great with everyone, she's very friendly. And then sort of one of the band members asked her if she fancied just hanging out and going out for dinner and stuff. And like it was that thing, because they got on, she was like, and she said to me, I might go out for dinner with him. And all that. And I sort
not.
Of, I wasn't
not.
Like, no, you're not fucking going out for dinner
you
with him. But I said,
you should have been.
I said to her, I said
like
to
that,
her,
Carl.
That it is a bit weird. I think,
yeah.
I think he's, I think,
he
I think
you.
He's a musician who's in town for a bit. And
he wants to fuck.
I suspect based on my previous life and behaviour. But she was so like sort of naive to it, and I it made me feel jealous. But I don't think I was genuinely being jealous. I think I was more saying that guy's going to try and shack you.
You're being protective of your relationship, aren't you?
Yes.
You're like, and also of her. You don't want her to be in a situation where she's got to fend some guy off.
Exactly.
Yeah, but did she go? Did that happen?
No, she actually didn't in the end. But yeah, I mean, she has worked with and around him since, and they get on fine. But like they have not had a one-on-one meal.
Yeah.
I did feel a bit grotty for it. I felt like I was being over protective maybe, or being patronizing to my wife for not thinking that she can't look after herself or something.
Yeah, but she could have just gone, shut up, Carl, I'm going. Like,
true.
She didn't go, did she? So
no, she didn't in the end. But
you know.
Yeah, but I don't want it to feel like I sort of went, put the kibosh on it and went, no, you're not going out with that guy.
But is that how you said it?
No, I didn't. I was very...
How did you say it? How did you broach it?
I just said to her, I said to her, of course you can go for dinner, but I do think his intentions are probably not as innocent as you suspect.
Yeah, but I think that's right. You know, dinner is like, go for a drink, but there's something about dinner that's
dinner
is
exactly.
Long.
Exactly.
It's like a drink implies she can be out of there in half an hour, but dinner, you're like investing in it. And then what is he going to pay? Is he taking her out for dinner? It just,
fuck that guy.
Fuck that idiot. You know, the last time I got jealous, Dan was doing a film and Sienna Miller was in it.
Ooh.
And Elizabeth Moss, and he was staying in this hotel in Ireland with them all and like going out for dinners, whatever. And at first I was like, oh my god, that's so exciting, like what did Sienna eat, like with the Chinese, oh my god, she had noodles, no way, she had noodles. Yeah, so cool. I'm like, you're gonna go for a run with Elizabeth Moss, oh, that's amazing. And then like 3 weeks in, I'm like, fuck those bitches.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting to spend more time with him than I am.
Yes.
And they're who they are. And I think, I just think it was that we'd had too much time, like, not seeing each other. And you know, you when you haven't seen your partner that long, like, when they're away, you can kind of lose that connection. And then I went to see him, and it was all fine, and I was just being silly. But, and then he came home, and then at one point, I looked at him, and I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. I don't think Sienna Miller would want you.
Aww.
Like, come on. Like, no.
Come through to the lounge for a reclaiming. But
I asked him, like, Sienna.
Where's Sienna now? Do you like that? Yeah. Do you? No, but listen to what Carl was saying. Is that there's some uncomfortable, unspoken rules here that it's in 2022, it's not even politically correct to list them. Nonetheless, it's the world we live in. So what I've learned is, obviously, with the job I do and a job a lot of men and women do, like university lecturer apparently is the worst one. If you date a university lecturer, they're the most male university is the most likely to cheat profession on the planet. It's number one.
You're kidding. God, I think of all my lecturers at university, I wouldn't have had sex with any of them. They were gross.
Not with a student. Not with a student. The a man is surrounded by available single females or ready to go out or just interacting, the more likely he is for that part of his brain to think, oh, just one little adventure.
But wouldn't you say that our business is up there then?
That's right, it's up there. Having worked in that profession, I've noticed several unspoken, and you're going to have to allow me the safe space, listeners, to list them. So what I've noticed is, if I was to repeat the Carl experiment, and I'm going out for a touring artist who's I'm helping to bring into the country, and American comedians come over and it's my job to show around, let's face it, minging or old, I'll be allowed to do it. And that they are the rules.
What, you'd be allowed to what?
I would be allowed to take that person out for dinner and show them the sights of London and go to the Comedy Store. If it was 70-year-old Betty LaRocque from the Comedy Store, like, it would be fine.
Yeah.
Because there is an unspoken sexist list of rules that if the person is old or not good looking, it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But we can't even list those rules anymore.
You can't even put married with kids on that list, unfortunately. And that's the sad thing is, like, most to some people, it means nothing.
If a girl starts dating a guy, he's got a female best friend, the first thing her bitches want to know is, what does she look like?
And why? Totally. Yeah. But there is something really strange about a guy having lots of, like, really good female friends. Like, I think I would struggle with that. I'm like, what are these women? Like, it's okay to have a couple, but I don't have a load of guy friends. And curiously, when I settled down, a lot of them suddenly, like, weren't my friends anymore. And I'm like, where are these guy friends I had that I was going out drinking with? And now I've got two.
They're wizards, wanking in the shadows, waiting for your self-esteem to get to the point where they can fuck. That's what those guys are. I'll be your friend if you ever need me. They were just waiting for the gazelle to start limping, and then
they were playing the long game, and it just didn't work out. They hedged their bets, and that bet did not come off.
That's it. And then it didn't. But I would find it weird, like, and I know, is this judgmental? Like, if you met a girl that had loads of guy friends, or like, for me, if I was dating a guy and he had, like, so many female friends, I'd be like, what's that about? Like, I don't know. I would find that a bit strange.
Well, if it was exclusively, like, you know what I mean, I'd say that would be a bit, you know, I'd be like, come on, what have you done to your home team to get banished?
One of my best friends was from childhood. We'd sort of come up together through 15, 16, you know, we shared a room, let alone a flat. We were so close. But that was okay, because we'd known each other since we were kids.
But oddly, I think friends that predate the relationship are okay. I think making new guy or girl friends once you're in the relationship is weird.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so much friends with Josh, the personal trainer from the office. Absolutely no fucking
way. It's just like so weird.
Absolutely.
But friends that predate the relationship, I think, are fine.
He'll be balancing a protein shake on your back while he's pounding you. We both know that.
But is that us being jealous? Like, what's wrong with that? Just like,
because trust can go so far, but if your partner is putting themselves in a situation with alcohol with a very sexually attractive person, you're well within your rights to ponder, what if the alcohol and the good looks made them do something crazy? This whole thing, if you love someone, you can't possibly cheat. Yeah, of course, you can't fall in love and have an affair. But if you're off your tits on 8 Sambuca shots and what, Jamie Dornan walks in, come on, fucking grow up. Oh, Jamie Dornan was there with a boner, but because I'm so in love with you, I didn't suck it. Yeah, right.
There's a moral. Only date people that don't drink.
Yes,
my other
exactly.
half doesn't drink. It's brilliant. Right. It's brilliant. It negates, like, half of that worry.
So it means if he cheated, he really would mean it. It'd be genuinely a conscious decision.
I know, it's like, you can't even
it's way worse.
You genuinely hate me. If you have sex sober, that's something really creepy about that. With
it's
a stranger.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it's like...
That's horrible.
It's not right.
Do you know, when you're first seeing someone, you quite like them, so you actually don't bone on the first date, which has become so rare in our culture. Yeah. It's like, do you want to? Yeah, fuck you, lemon Nando's, knock each other off. But so you don't bone, and you get to the second date, and they're drinking sparkly water. What are you doing? It's because I want to experience every moment fully.
Get away from me.
You need to lower what your focus with alcohol, or this is going to be shit for you.
Yeah.
What about friendships with exes within relationships?
My wife has some male friends who they have previous, but that's fine with me.
When you say friends, are you talking about text and WhatsApp contacts, or are you talking about out and about?
No, friends, they'll go out for lunch with, coffee, you know, hang out with. Like, I've got, I'm totally fine with that.
And they've had sex previously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've probably got one or two female friends that I've knocked boots with, she's cool with that as well. My
That's
wife's really
quite
cool
rare.
With that.
Yeah.
It's quite rare for women to remain friends with their exes. It's more common for guys to go, I've still got a working relationship with my ex-girl, and the girls go, no, you fucking haven't. She is dead now, from now. Can I send her one message? No, I'll break your thumb off. You're not even getting the message to tell her there'll be no more contact. You can't even send that.
See, that would be me. Like, I would have a problem if Dan was friends with his ex. I'd be like, no, she's got to go.
But it depends. When you say ex, would it be, if it's somebody had a proper big relationship with, maybe? What if it's somebody they just had a little fling with? Or
that's even worse, Carl.
Really?
That's worse. Even the tip. If the tip has gone in, the friendship is on.
Yeah, no, it's how I feel. I'm like, they've got to go.
Do you know what? Even a snog. I think a snog would be worse, because a kiss is unfinished business. A passionate kiss is like you had the starters, like, and you're going to come back to the fucking mains. You're coming back for the mains.
But what if it was such a bad kiss they never wanted to follow it up?
Oh, my God. Poor Carl.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, let's talk about something slightly more toxic, and whether you're willing to admit it, slightly enjoying the jealousy of the other person because it shows how much they're attracted to you. So not like really bad, they're smashing up the house jealousy, but you walk down the street, a guy looks at you and he's like, and he says to his friend, oh my God, you see how fit that girl was. I wonder what her name is. And yeah, and your boyfriend's like, what the fuck? Your husband's like, what the fuck was that? So disrespectful. Part of you like, yeah, it was so disrespectful. But kind of exciting. Is it slightly exciting to know that person wants you enough to be a little bit jealous?
No, I find it a massive turn off.
Little bit of jealousy?
No.
Because I've heard people say no jealousy at all. It's like if you're at the bar and someone's grinding on you and he's like, do you want me to do anything? Can you handle it? I'll just be over there drinking a pint.
There's a bit of, you don't want apathy, but you don't want, I don't know if you want jealousy.
Yeah, but I think if you trust your partner, then you should trust them to be the ones to go, stop grinding me.
From a male perspective, if you're stepping in, there's a chance that that's going to escalate to being a bit of a ding-dong. Whereas actually, if she just turned around and went, look, can you piss off? Chances are the guy would sort of just go, right.
I joke that I'm wearing like a northern wedding. So Lynn's, my wedding ring, which I've not got on now, but it's I don't know where it is during the move that we've just done. It's a gold band, but it's got like three rows of really small, bright diamonds in it. So my joke is that it sort of repels women from an extra 20 metres as it hits the strobe lights in a nightclub. So is he married or not? My corneas have been burnt out.
Like laser beams.
So I do have some facts here. Women are more likely to feel jealous than men more often. Our psychological makeup may make us more likely to feel jealous. The triggers for both men and women are the same, a fear of losing something valuable to them. However, some experts claim that women are more likely to feel jealousy more often. Expert claim that this is just because of a woman's ability to be more in touch with her emotions. So you could argue that any man who's more in touch with his emotions is the one of the prices men are going to pay as we release toxic masculinity and open up, is we're going to have more of these feminine, massive inverted commas, emotions. So that's going to come with this, with our liberation, we're going to feel more jealousy.
So is that saying that I've somehow closed off my emotions? I've got less jealous. I'm sort of going back into the emotional cupboard.
No, I think as men, we learn to not react to some of those emotions because we feel like they're immature, right, or feminine, and we learn to manage our reactions, which could be a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Whereas little girls are brought up, it's okay, it's your feelings, let it out. You know, maybe we should be narrowing the bandwidth of how we raise both the genders, if gender even exists anymore at the time of broadcast.
I think we're all going to feel jealousy, but then I think at some point you've got to go like, well, how, like, this doesn't feel nice. Like, and I think Carl is proof of it. Like, it is possible to knock it out of you. It is possible to heal from it.
You just got to drink a hallucinogenic tea in the woods, guys. That's all it takes. It's very simple.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to fuck up one marriage and then you learn everything you need to
exactly.
know. Yeah.
Carl, has social media made us more jealous as creatures?
Yes, I think it used to be you could only be jealous of people you could physically see or know, whereas now you can be jealous of every single person on earth. So yeah. It's just widened the net, hasn't it? I think, which is horrible. That's why that ties into professional jealousy. I think in an industry, again, speaking from my perspective, and I'm lucky I'm not somebody who gets professionally jealous. I'm quite good at being
quite amateur at it, aren't you?
Self-conceit. I've just kept a very steady low level of comedy my whole career.
You're going to turn professional though, aren't you, 2023?
No, never. I'm going to be like an old 90s rugby player who never got the text. But what I mean is now, like, you can just, yeah, I think any comedian is prone to jealousy, and this would again work for any industry if you're following people that do your same thing. You can just constantly see what other people are up to. Whereas if you didn't have social media, you'd literally have no idea. If you didn't have social media and you don't watch much telly, which I don't, I would have no idea what is happening in the comedy industry. Whereas, like, so I think it just creates the environment where you can be like, what? How'd they do that?
Yeah.
I'm lucky I don't have that feeling towards things like that. I'm normally just quite happy for people.
Do you think, Olivia, that social media sort of destroyed where feminism could have gone, i.e. women being lifted up to be liberated from men? What's happened is women are sort of lifted up quite a lot. There's no denying there's been progress since the 60s, certainly not wage equality. But what seems to have happened is, thanks to social media, men, instead, we're becoming equal by men dropping down with waxed bodies, perving on other men, doing bicep curls, eating disorders, steroid abuse. Has it turned men into being more sort of materially and physically jealous than they used to be? Because that's a new thing for me.
Definitely, because I think we're exposed, as Carl was saying, we're exposed, we're bombarded with images. You only post bikini pics or topless pics if you've got a banging body.
Didn't realise you followed me.
Like, yeah, mostly. So you're just looking at all these perfect bodies all the time. And there is, unless you're really confident in who you are, there is a part of you that goes like, oh, shit, oh, God, maybe while you're sat at home eating a pizza, farting into your own, like, stench, you're like, oh, God. Like, you do, you know, it can make you feel a bit grubby about yourself. In a way that predating social media, we didn't get exposed to that. And then I think this notion that then you're competitively trying to look better than someone you've never even met, or the highlights reel of their life, or them looking so great, or, you know, then spurs you on to live this imaginary life. So I think it is very toxic. And I think one would be wise to just limit it. Like, I've curated mine much like you, Carl, and I've only got people on there that is like family pictures or inspirational stuff or funny witty comments. I'm not interested in seeing someone's ass.
I've curated mine to all asses. That's all I've got.
Have you ever swiped across and seen the inspiration and suggestions page for your Instagram? You know, when you swipe the wrong way, it's a load of squares of things you might look at and people you might follow. It's crushing. Because I'm like,
yeah.
Listeners, if you're not looking at the video of this, I'm surrounded by books. I've dragged myself from a council estate to get a first in English. My feed should be like pictures of Iris Murdoch, great libraries of the world, beautiful beaches or inspirational places. But, and it's all men lifting weights, girls,
oh, God.
girls, asses, watches and cars.
Yeah.
It's like aren't they giving you what your Google searches?
That's what I mean.
Are related to? Like, so what are you Googling?
I'm just looking at arses, cars, muscles, and watches.
But do you, when you see guys that are really ripped, does it make you compare yourself? Like, how does it make you feel as a modern man?
Well, I'm actually looking at those things to get better technique in the gym, honestly. I know my metabolism is, I've got 2,000 calorie resting metabolism. I'm always going to be a stick with hair on unless I want to take illegal drugs. So it's not even within the planet of possibility. Even if I ate 5 chickens an hour, I will always be 11 and a half to 12. So there's nothing I can do about it. In a famine, I'll be dead within about 10 minutes. So like the basketball analogy that we started with, I know there's nowhere for me to go other than to drop a bit of body fat and get a better technique and show off what nature's given me. Maybe put a bit of muscle on. Indeed, torso of the week this week in heat, no less.
So you do want to be ripped then?
No, I want to be like a toned David Beckham type body would do me. But the reason is I get so bored in the gym that I look at lots of different blokes to try and think of stuff that's less boring to do. But the watches and the cars is pure wealth lusting, and the arses is 13-year-old boy that still likes looking at boobies. I will admit it. what do you want me to do, lie?
Can I tell you what comes up on my feed? And this says you a lot about me. And I don't
pizza and fart
happened.
Pages.
No, it's all spot squeezing. You know, those, like ingrown hairs. I must have looked at one once, and now, and it's also these like these adverts for these plastic toys, and you fill them with like foam and grease, and then you can squeeze them all out. And the thing is, the more I see it, the more I look at it.
It's not jealousy based. That's good. It's not jealousy based. What about, do you know what's on your page?
Mine is, I reckon there's probably some bums, but it's loads of vegan food. I follow loads of philosophy quotes.
See, that's what I want. So I want vegans and philosophers and the odd arse. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, but you don't want it. Suddenly it's like a vegan hot dog, an arse, and a quote from Marcus Aurelius.
That's a weird intake. Do you know what that is, Carl? That's an ayahuasca night in. Right there.
Yeah.
Right, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Olivia Lee, Carl Donnelly. Thank you for joining me to talk about jealousy. Amazing guests. If you've come here because you're fans of either of the two of these people, highly likely, hang around, hit subscribe, leave positive comments. Don't leave negative ones just because you're so jealous that you don't have what I have. Fuck you. See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.